The first hour, we're going to talk about manhood, how to be a man. Our speaker is, our guest is a speaker and one of our newest acquisitions here at Catholic Answers. Matthew Fratt is Australian by birth, Catholic by choice. He's spoken all over the world on matters of evangelization and catechetics. He's been a missionary with Net Ministries in Canada and Ireland. He's appeared on the Irish Morning Show, BBC, EWTN, and we're so happy to have him back here in the studio front of our YouTube cameras.
It's good to be here.
Is that your best side?
Apparently. I didn't set it up, but it's always an honor to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Matt, I've heard a lot of men talks. Yep. I've given them myself. And what I like about yours is that you don't focus on one thing. You don't come at it with moralizing, with the finger pointing, and, hey, don't look at porn. Hey, don't abandon your wife. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can start with the being part of being a man.
Okay.
And how did you come to film this, first of all? What's the genesis of this whole talk?
Well, over the last 3 or so years, I've been giving talks exclusively on pornography, as you know. And what I've found out is, in a lot of men's talks or men's conferences, a lot of the talks focus solely around this area. Now, undoubtedly, it's an important topic that we need to address, mm-hmm. but it's not the only topic. You know, surely there is more to being a man than not looking at pornography, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where this talk came out of. And I think you're right. A lot of people do focus on the negative, and I think that's unhelpful. Because I believe that God's commands don't necessitate the repression of our deepest desires, but rather they call for their expansion. I mean, God calls us to become fully alive. And so one point I make over and over again in the DVD is that who we desire to be in our heart of hearts and who God commands us to be is in fact the same person. People don't often think that, but if, you know, I've given this talk lots of places, and I'll say, what kind of man do you want to be? What kind of men do you respect? Now, undoubtedly, there's a variety of answers. Mm-hmm. But one answer no one ever says. No one ever says, I want to be the kind of man who cheats on his wife. You know, no one ever says, I want to be the kind of man who doesn't have a backbone, doesn't know how to stand up for what he believes in. So I think we know intrinsically what constitutes authentic masculinity and what doesn't. And so what I hope this talk does is gets men to tap into that deeper desire and to live from that. Mm-hmm.